Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
I'm Delaney from Oklahoma City, and I'm so grateful and thankful for my health today. By walking every day and eating delicious, healthy meals for the last year and a half, I've made it halfway to my health goals. One thing I've learned throughout this journey is that being healthy is anything but boring. This life is not about making sacrifices. It's about finding healthy replacements that you love and that make you feel good.
Learn how to live healthy your way at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSEP.
Superior Livestock is excited to present the 2025 Bell Ringer Sale, 8th through the 10th of January, to be held in Oklahoma City at the Embassy Suites Downtown Medical Center. 3 days of sales, 106,857 head. The Bell Ringer at the same time as Cattlemen's Congress happening at the OKC Fairgrounds. Come check out the Bell Ringer and Cattlemen's Congress. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com. You can give them a call, 800-422-2117. The Bell Ringer, 8th through the 10th of January.
Well, while at Cattlemen's Congress, senior farm and ranch broadcaster Ron Hayes had the opportunity to talk to a father and daughter duo. It's Nick and Lily Judd of Judd Ranch. They're located in Kansas. The Judd Ranch was established back in 1981 by Nick's parents, who soon settled on raising Gilfie and Balancer cattle along with Red Angus. Lily Judd talks a little bit about what she is trying to deliver with her cattle.
Sure, growth and performance is definitely kind of there at the forefront, but also some cows that'll maintain longevity for not only ourselves, but them as well. The cow is kind of the backbone of any operation, so making sure that we can provide that for any commercial or registered breeder is what we look to do.
We're trying to deliver, you know, those genetics that are keep those cowmen in business for longevity, so your fertility and your milk are some of the backbones that we see that are going to keep you in business. And then on top of that, producing the pounds per cow exposed to sell dollars off of them and keep you in business every year.
Cattlemen's Congress provides the perfect platform for the Judds to reach new customers.
So yeah, we always look to try to broadcast our cattle every year to a certain degree, and Congress kind of offered that. It was a closer location than, say, what the National Western is for us, but it's also more centrally located, so like you said, we have a broad following, so that kind of is more centralized for many of our customers, so it's able to draw some of them more in. And we also just like the atmosphere that was created with this when it was getting started, so we wanted to support that.
Once again, Cattlemen's Congress in full swing at the Oklahoma State Fairgrounds. Well, farmer sentiment drifted lower in December as the Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer fell 9 points to 136. Now, although the barometer weakened somewhat in December compared to November, producers still retained much of their post-election optimism about the future. Index of future expectations dropped about 8 points to 153, leaving that index 59 points higher than in September and 29 points above the October reading. Index of current conditions declined 13 points to 100, indicating that producers' appraisal of current conditions in U.S. ag and on their farms is weaker than their views regarding the future. Despite this month's decline, the current conditions index remains 24 points above September's low and 5 points higher than in October. Optimism about the future appears to be motivated primarily by producers' expectations for a more favorable policy environment in the years ahead. You've got farm news.
Rural Oklahoma entrepreneurs and innovators looking to grow their businesses and develop their ideas are invited to attend the Northwest Oklahoma Small Business Resource Conference, March 31st, at Northwest Technology Center in Fairview. Hosted by a collaboration of rural business resource providers, the conference will feature everything you need to succeed. From breakout sessions to our trade show, the conference will put Oklahoma's world-class business resources at your fingertips. Visit LaunchRuralOK.com to register today.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.